At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Forgetting your coffee cup on the roof of your car and driving off is one thing. Forgetting your wife and then driving 200 miles before you realize that she's not sitting in the car with you, that's completely different.
That sounds a little intentional.
Right? There was a guy in France and him and his family were doing a road trip. So they stopped at a gas station to fuel up. It was early in the morning. Their 21-year-old daughter was asleep in the back seat. I don't know if the wife was asleep and then in the middle of pumping, she got up and got out of the car to maybe go use a restroom, grab a snack, who knows. But homeboy finished pumping, got back in his car and it was like business mode. Got to get to the destination. Got 186 miles before he realized, hey, where's my wife?
Even if she was sleeping in the car and you drive 180 miles, you're going to tell me at no point did you decide just to kind of like look over and check on her?
Right? How big is your third row seating?
That is nuts.
It gets even worse. Because he had driven so far, when he called the cops to report that his wife was missing, he said, I don't know what gas station I left her at. Eventually, they found her. But I'm reading this. I'm like, first of all, there's no way. There's no way, at least it, like road trips for Art and myself, that he's going 186 miles and I haven't done a, are you sure you don't want to stop? Or a, you're driving too fast, you know, like the fake brake or giving him some type of directions. Maybe she's just a better wife than me, but at some point you would have realized I was not there.
That is crazy to me. I feel like there was a little motive behind possibly leaving her back there.
Yeah, she was probably nagging him and he's like, guess what? I'm going to go the rest of the way without you.
You live at Chevron now.
Have you ever driven off and left something on like the roof of your truck or the bed of your truck?
Thankfully, I can't say that I have, but my biggest fear is like, say if I'm going to the truck and I have Banks in his car seat and I put him on the back of my truck and I do whatever I'm going to do and I just drive off, I feel...
Oh my God!
Well, I know, because look, as now, let me say again, I've never done that, but that is a fear of mine. As a parent, you're so tired. You start to do one thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, your mind changes because something else just grabbed your attention. Now you're doing that. So every time I drive away, I always check my rearview mirror to make sure that even if I don't have
Banks
the kids, just to make sure there's no kid on my car.
Hopefully that's a little extreme, and we will not hear stories of that. But have you ever driven off with something on the roof of your car, in the bed of your truck that wasn't supposed to be?
Coffee cup or baby.
You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. A guy in France on a road trip drove 200 miles before he realized that his wife wasn't in the car. He left her at the gas station.
No, he had to have known. There's no way you go that far and forget your wife.
Was that like one of those Freudian slips? Like, oh, forgot you were in the car, honey.
He's like, let's see, Arizona iced tea, my Zowers, everything's here.
Tacy in West Covina, did you drive off and realize you forgot something?
My husband actually did the same thing what you guys talked about in France. He actually left me outside of Barstow on our way home from Vegas one trip because I was sleeping in the back seat.
How far did he get before he realized you weren't in the car?
He was outside of the produce check stand in Barstow, and he made it all the way to Villa Verde and Covina.
Now, let me ask you this. Before you guys made the stop, was there any tension between you two?
No. I had been sleeping the whole way home because we were hungover from being in Vegas the night before. And I literally was sleeping in the back seat. And he smoked and I didn't. And I got up because there was cigarette smoke coming in the van. We had a 3-row-seater Astro van at the time. This was 35 years ago. So this was before cell phones. So I can call and say, hey, you left me at the gas station. So he had to drive back. His dad drove back with him because he was pretty rattled by the time he figured it out.
Oh, he was probably scared you were going to murder him. He's like, I need a witness. Apparently, this is a thing. You need to start doing a checklist when you go to the gas station because the 951 texts in and says, this happened when I was about 8 years old. We had a family reunion in Oregon. When we were on our way back to California, we stopped with our whole car group at the gas station. My younger brother was about 6 years old. He must have gotten out of the car because we got a few miles away and I realized, hey, Mom, Dad, where's Jared? We had to turn around. He was at the gas station for about 10, 15 minutes by himself.
Okay, if you're taking a summer road trip, let's do a head count every time we make a stop. Just make sure everyone is in the car. Too many stories of people getting left behind. This one sounds a little more reasonable. Jay on Facebook said, I forgot my wallet on my bumper with $2,000 of cash with $2,000 of cash in it.
Wow.
It fell off a block away. I went back. I found it. This lady had it. She gave it back to me, but there was only $1,100 in it when she gave it back.
Finder's fee, you
know? A little payday for her.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.